Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. Very awesome guest in here with us this morning. We have Jennifer, who is a volunteer with Beauties and Beasts. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Did I say that right? Beauties and Beasts?
Beauties and Beasts.
Got it. So, Jennifer, now I believe we had Beauties and Beasts in here with us last year, but for anyone listening who's not real familiar with Beauties and Beasts, what do you guys do here in Wichita?
So Beauties and Beasts is a nonprofit, state-licensed animal rescue that rescues predominantly animals, cats and dogs, from the Wichita Animal Shelter that are on what we call death row. So they're at risk for euthanasia in the animal shelter, and that could be due to overpopulation. And so our goal is to ensure that we find forever homes for those cats and dogs, and try to lower the euthanasia rate at the Wichita Animal Shelter.
Got it. And how do you guys try to ensure they get homes? I know you have an event coming up, which we'll talk about.
Yes.
But is that mostly just through awareness, your social media? What
Yes.
do you guys try and do?
Yeah, we have volunteers at the shelter every day doing what we call shelter runs. And so they'll mm-hmm. go in, take video, take pictures of the animals that are on the euthanasia list, and then we'll market them out through our social media,
sure.
through Facebook, through Instagram. We partner with different rescues, even out-of-state rescues, and then work with folks who might not know how to navigate through the adoption process at the animal shelter and help them connect them with the right people. So if they want to direct adopt one of those animals, they can. If we can't find homes for them, we will take them into our care. We have an extensive foster program. We have around 300 cat and dog fosters.
Oh, wow.
So we can directly pull them from the shelter, put them in a foster home until we can find a forever home for them.
Would you say Beauties and Beasts is in need of volunteers? Do you guys need more help?
Yes. Yes. Okay. If anybody's ever interested in joining our team to foster, to help us with events, there's a wealth of opportunities within our organization. We have right around 280 volunteers, but we can always use more. We are growing leaps and bounds each year. So if anybody's ever interested in becoming a volunteer, maybe not fostering, maybe they already have a whole pack full of animals in their home, but if they want to help us out, they can go to our website, beautiesandbeasts.org, and apply to become a volunteer.
Sounds good. How long have you volunteered for Beauties and Beasts?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Was there something that triggered you to start helping out and volunteering with them?
Well, I saw something on the news about an animal that Beauties had rescued, and then I went to Fur Ball, the first annual Fur Ball, and I was hooked.
Wow.
I loved the people. I loved the mission. And so I signed up to be a volunteer, and I started off with, we have some dogs in a boarding facility, so I started off walking those dogs. I still do that every Saturday morning.
Does Beauties and Beasts, do you have a specific location, like a home base where the animals go?
We do have a boarding facility.
The boarding facility.
We do have a boarding facility.
Got it.
So some of our dogs are located there, but we prefer to have them in a foster home so that they can get, you know, used to being in a home. They're getting training through the foster so that when they're adopted, they're already potty trained. They already are social.
Oh, yeah.
That's our preference, is to put them into foster homes.
When you guys rescue these animals, are you going directly to the Humane Society? Are you sometimes going to people's homes? How do you guys find out about these animals? Where do you find them the most?
At the shelter. At the Wichita Animal
Row.
Shelter, yes.
Okay.
That's the majority. So we have approximately, right now, this year, we are taking in on average 55 animals a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like I said, we've just been growing. And we do have some people who will reach out to us because maybe they need to rehome their dog. So what we really like to see is them working with a rescue rather than just putting them out on their social media network as, you know, free to good home, because sometimes those animals end up in really bad situations.
Yeah.
And so we do some level of what we call owner surrender, but our, you know, mostly most of the animals that come into our care are coming from the shelter.
What is the situation most of the time, if there is a main situation, when an animal is on death row? Why do a lot of animals end up there?
Because people do not spay and neuter their pets. So that's the biggest issue is okay. In our community, we have a large population, and overbreeding could be one of those situations. People breed their dog and they think they're going to be able to get rid of 12 puppies. And maybe sometimes they do, and they, you know, give their dog to a friend. And then for whatever reason, that person ends up not being able to care for the animal. So, you know, it could be stray population, but the thing that is the biggest root cause of animal overpopulation is because people are not spaying and neutering their pets.
While we're on the topic, I wanted to add in really quick that I found out there is a resource for discounted spay and neuter services here in Wichita where you can enter your income and see if you can get some help and qualify for those discounted services. And it's spayneuterkansas.com. For everyone listening, that's spay, S-P-A-Y, neuter, N-E-U-T-E-R, kansas.com. And you can look on there for information about discounted spay and neuter services, which, hey, it's not always cheap. So if you're just tuning into Empower Wichita, I'm sitting here with Jennifer, and she is a volunteer with Beauties and Beasts. Now, they are a state-licensed animal rescue. Do you guys cover all of Kansas?
Most of Kansas? Mostly Wichita, but we have situations. We have a person, for example, this weekend that's coming from Colby, Kansas to look at one of our dogs. So,
wow.
So, yeah, we work across the state. And, again, we work with rescues out of state. We, last year during Harvey, drove a van that was generously donated by Mel Hamilton for us to use, went down to an area where animals were impacted by Hurricane Harvey, and brought some of those dogs up to Wichita to find homes for them.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, I'm sitting here with Jennifer. If you are interested in being a volunteer for Beauties and Beasts, please don't hesitate to reach out to them. You can go to beautiesandbeasts.org. And I found them on Facebook. They're easy to reach, and they have a really cool annual event coming up. So we're going to talk about that really quick, Jennifer. It's the Fur Ball. And it's happening November 10th. This year it's at Distillery 244. Let's talk about this. You guys have some awesome sponsors on this event. Tito's, by the way, my favorite.
I know. They're so philanthropic, and we're so excited to partner with Tito's. They are our presenting sponsor for the event.
Oh, awesome.
So we're excited, and if you purchase tickets, we'll have a couple of drink specials, a couple of free drink tickets with Tito's.
So, Beauties and Beasts, the Fur Ball, what can people expect of this? This is a fundraiser, right?
It's fundraising. So this is our largest annual fundraiser. We have a lot of fundraising events throughout the year, but this is our biggest. And we're so excited. It's our third year. We're in a bigger venue. We have Annie Up, who's a local favorite in town, performing. We have amazing live auction items. We have a ton of silent auction items. So there'll be dinner, music, things you can bid on. We have a wine pool. We are really excited to have a Kendra Scott jewelry pool. So you pay, for example, $50, and then you get to pull a box. It could be an item worth well over $50 in that box. So we're really excited that Kendra Scott is also part of this event.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now. This looks really fun. Shout out to Hatchet, Buddy Brands, Doodah Diner, American Family Insurance. You guys have a bunch of sponsors on this. Tito's is the presenting sponsor for this. So, again, it's the Fur Ball, the third annual Fur Ball, November 10th, downtown at Distillery 244. And it's going to be 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. November 10th. And you can go to beautiesandbeasts.org. They have all the information here if you want to get your tickets. And this is all fundraising, you guys. Beauties and Beasts, they rescue animals who are on death row, mostly cats, dogs, and they're trying to find homes. If someone wants to adopt, is there an adoption fee for these pets? How does that work?
There is an adoption fee because they're fully vetted. So they'll come spayed, neutered with all of their shots. And again, because some of these are coming from foster homes, they're typically potty trained if they're a puppy, and have some level of training.
So if you're interested in being a foster home for these animals also, you can go to beautiesandbeasts.org. I'm assuming there's like a process to become a foster home.
There is.
And so you can go to the website and learn all about that. And Jennifer is here. She is a volunteer, and we're talking about the big Fur Ball event. Again, it's November 10th at Distillery 244. The event starts at 6 p.m. I'm looking at information. If somebody is just wanting to simply donate, maybe they can't attend the event. Can they donate directly on the website, beautiesandbeasts.org?
Yeah, we have a donate button.
Awesome.
We also have different things you can donate for. So if you want to donate food for a specific animal in our care, or if you want to donate a day of doggy daycare for dog in our care, then you can do that on our from our website as well.
Very cool. So if you want to volunteer your time, you want to volunteer food for an animal, anything helps, you can go to beautiesandbeasts.org. And again, the third annual Fur Ball is November 10th at Distillery 244. And if you want information, go to the website, find them on Facebook. And I believe I also saw a Fur Ball event on Facebook for Beauties and Beasts. So there's so many ways to locate them. Jennifer, I just want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
Today.
Is there anything you want to add before we wrap up?
Just please, you know, even if you're not rescuing from Beauties and Beasts, adopt a dog, adopt a cat. There's so many animals in need in our community. And so the way you can help is to adopt, to foster, to donate, to volunteer, get involved. We'd love to have you at Beauties and Beasts.
Absolutely. And as a reminder to everyone, you can hear this segment again. It will be on our website at power935.com. You can listen to Jennifer and I's conversation and learn all about Beauties and Beasts again right there. And you can download. So if you want to send it to a friend, if you're interested in volunteering, it's right there at your fingertips. And it will be available on the website tomorrow afternoon, power935.com. We'll be right back for Empower Wichita. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.